Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillan with the news at 5:30. Coming up in this bulletin, properties in Donegal have been searched as part of a cross-border money laundering investigation. Concern has been expressed at the number of orthopaedic procedures being cancelled at Letterkenny University Hospital. A number of vehicles have been seized by Gardaí in Donegal today, and Donegal County Council have announced major safety and road reconstruction works for Ballybuffet and Stranorler. These stories in full plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will have the latest sports news at around 2:15, and that will be followed by farming news and views with Chris Ashmore. But first, properties in Donegal have been searched as part of a cross-border money laundering investigation. On Tuesday, Gardaí attached to the Kilkenny Detective Unit conducted a day of action targeting online fraud connected to a money laundering network, during which a number of properties in Donegal, Longford and Louth were searched. During the course of the operation, Gardaí seized £174,000, €7,000, a motor vehicle and a number of items of evidential value. Following these searches, two men aged in their 30s and 60s are being detained at a Garda station in Kilkenny. Four other people were also arrested in Tyrone by the National Crime Agency yesterday as part of the investigation. Concern has been expressed at the number of orthopaedic procedures being cancelled at Letterkenny University Hospital. 2025 saw a year-on-year increase in cancellations of 30%. However, the proportion of cancellations ordered by the hospital rather than the consultant or patient rose by 187%. Donmarie Doherty has more.
Councillor Jerry McMonigal was told at a meeting of the HSE's Regional Health Forum that the decision to cancel orthopaedic surgeries was taken when the hospital was in escalation and at full capacity. There was a directive to the hospital at the start of the year that only time-critical and cancer surgeries were performed to allow for patient flow when the emergency department was experiencing high number of attendances and overcrowding. At the moment, 1,808 people are awaiting orthopaedic surgeries, 106 of them for more than a year. In 2025, 300 orthopaedic surgeries were cancelled at Letterkenny University Hospital, 210 by hospital management. That's a contrast to 2024, when 206 procedures were cancelled, 73 of them by the hospital. More details are on our website, highlandradio.com.
A number of vehicles have been seized by Gardaí in Donegal today. Milford Roads Policing Unit seized a car in the Kilmacrenan area as it had no tax, NCT or evidence of insurance. They later seized a car in the Letterkenny area as the driver had no evidence of holding a driving permit, licence or insurance, and one of their tyres was very worn and defective. Meanwhile, Milford Roads Policing Unit and Buncrana Roads Policing Unit intercepted a car today in the Newton Cunningham area, and it was seized as it had no tax, NCT or insurance. Fixed charge penalty notices will be issued and court proceedings will follow. Donegal County Council have announced major safety and road reconstruction works for Ballybuffet and Stranorler. The project is being funded through a €4.1 million allocation to Donegal County Council from Transport Infrastructure Ireland. With more, here's Donal Kavanagh.
The proposed works, which will take place on the N13 from Admiran Park to Maclase Corner and on the N15 Main Street through Stranorler and Ballybuffet, will see the road reconstructed and resurfaced with new traffic calming measures and raised pedestrian crossing points to improve safety for all road users. Works are currently scheduled to begin in late July, with the first phase of safety improvements and road reconstruction expected to be substantially complete by the end of November. The works will pause during December and the first few weeks of January to support the Christmas trading period before resuming in the new year. The second and final phase is expected to be complete by early spring 2027. The works will be carried out in short sections, with approximately 60% scheduled outside normal business hours in order to minimise disruption and delays. Local traffic and pedestrian management arrangements will be in place during each section, and this may include some short-term road closures and diversions.
Uisce Éireann is appealing to customers across Donegal to conserve water and protect their water supply. They say customers can help reduce their usage by adopting simple water-saving practices at home, in the garden and at work. In particular, customers in Buncrana, Ballybuffet, Stranorler, Milford, Letterkenny, Kerrykeel, Remelton and surrounding areas are being asked to be mindful of their water usage to ensure they continue to receive a normal supply. Uisce Éireann says this is important as increased water pressure puts additional strain on raw water sources such as rivers and lakes. A Sligo-based senator has said Sligo and Leitrim are the only counties in Ireland without an MS community worker, with people in those counties depending on the generosity of the service in Donegal. Senator Nessa Crossgrove told the Shannon that Sligo-Leitrim has the highest prevalence of MS in the country, but that the figures are provisional and possibly understated because of the lack of a dedicated community worker. However, she was told in the Shannon by Junior Disabilities Minister Emer Currie that there is no funding available at present. Senator Cosgrove says with World MS Day coming up on Saturday, it's important that this is addressed.
Sligo and Leitrim, the region, have the highest rates of MS in the country, but yet they don't have a dedicated community worker. So they're estimating that there's 300 people living with MS in Sligo and Leitrim. And I'm saying this is an estimate because most people become known to MS Ireland through a community worker and, you know, who work on the ground. So there's 122 individuals have made themselves known to MS Ireland. They have been accessing services through neighbouring counties like Donegal have been particularly generous, you know, with the resources that they're helping out with. The estimated cost is 72,997. That's all they're looking for. And their role is so vital in people's lives, particularly with initial diagnosis of MS.
I actually met with MS Ireland recently, and we did indeed discuss the prevalence of multiple sclerosis in Sligo and in Leitrim. An updated business case was submitted by MS Ireland for the recruitment of an MS community worker for the Sligo-Leitrim region. This was received and reviewed by the Local Disability Services Management on October 10th, 2025, and the proposal was subsequently escalated to the Head of Service for Disability Service for consideration. At present, however, there is still no specific funding allocation within the HSC Disability Services budget to support the establishment of this post, and it hasn't therefore been possible to progress to recruitment at this stage.
Education Minister Hildegard Nocton has praised Sculwara in Milford, saying that when she visited last week, she saw a school clearly dedicated to development and learning with a very strong ethos. Responding in the Dáil to questions from Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, Minister Nocton acknowledged the need for new premises and pledged that her department will continue processing the school's application for funding. She said in the short term, the department is awaiting a detailed analysis of enrolment patterns, which the school is currently preparing.
My department have received an application for large-scale capital funding from the school. They have corresponded extensively with the school following that application. They've met with the patron and other school representatives. And I know that discussions have been ongoing between the department and the school around providing more information around enrolment patterns. And from our discussion that day with the school, they are going to submit that, which I think is needed. The department understands that about 20% of the school's current enrolment consists of pupils for whom it's not their nearest school. But I think the school want to come back with figures and evidence around that. So we really would welcome that information.
You're the fourth Minister for Education to come and see the school. So obviously you had Minister Joe McHugh from Donegal, Minister Norma Foley, Minister Helen McEntee and yourself. And I appreciate that every one of you came to the school to visit it. But the reason why we impressed upon you, because we feel so, so strongly as a cross-party group of TDs and senators, that this school is a unique case. It really is. They've waited a long, long time. They thought when they were posed with the challenge of having a site, when they secured a site free of charge to the state in terms of the site itself, it's got all the amenities. It's a crossroads from an existing secondary school. It's a perfect location. Planning won't be an issue. I just really think momentum can be gotten. I'm asking you to continue the positive mindset you brought last Friday, and let's get a new school.
The upgraded Melvin Sports Complex in Strabane has been officially opened by the Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council, Councillor Rory McHugh. The £3.2 million redevelopment includes a new dedicated boxing facility and a multi-use sports hall with gymnastics accommodation. Mayor McHugh says it's important that sporting facilities are available to everyone, and with this expansion, that is possible.
I've had the privilege as the Mayor, obviously, to come here to Strabane today and open what's a fantastic new facility, what's going to cater for a multitude of sports, but mainly boxing and gymnastics. As I say, it's going to cater for other sports as well, and it's a fantastic investment, not just in the town itself, but investment in our people, particularly our young people, and their health, and particularly their mental health. So I'm delighted as the Mayor to have come here today and open, which is a wonderful sporting facility for Strabane and indeed the wider district.
And it really is catering to everyone. Just in front of us here, we have accessible bikes.
Great to see the people with disabilities being welcomed into Melvin and being provided for as well. So it's entirely inclusive of as well from that perspective. And I would like to thank Disability NI, Sport NI, the Lottery Fund and council employees for all the work that they put on improving Melvin. To what it is now, from what it was already an excellent facility, is an even better facility now, so credit to everyone involved.
The trial of Geoffrey Donaldson has heard he wrote a letter to one of his alleged victims in 2020. The former DUP leader has pleaded not guilty to 18 historic sex offences. His wife Eleanor faces a trial of facts on 5 charges, which she denies. Emily Keegan has this report, which listeners may find distressing.
The prosecution today read a letter to the court which it says was written by Geoffrey Donaldson to complainant A in 2020. The jury heard it says he truly regrets the pain and suffering and takes full responsibility for it all. When questioned about this letter, complainant A said she believed it was Mr. Donaldson trying to apologise for what she alleges happened to her, but not wanting to say that formally in writing. Earlier, the jury heard the complainant tell police in a recorded interview she thinks she was sexually abused by Mr. Donaldson from a young age. During cross-examination, the defence suggested alleged incidents of the accused touching her chest and putting his tongue in her mouth were fabricated, or that she dreamt them and convinced herself it's true. The complainant responded by saying to imply someone would dream things like that without a reason is ridiculous. The trial continues tomorrow. Emily Keegan at Newry Crown Court.
A man remains in Garda custody in connection with the discovery of a woman's body in Galway. The body of a woman in her 30s was found near an emergency residential premises on the Galway Road in Clifton this morning. Gardaí say the results of a post-mortem exam will help determine the course of their investigation. A man in his 30s was arrested and officers say they're not looking for anyone else at this moment. The time is 42 minutes past 5. We'll be back after the short break.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to start your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 5:45. Mark's here with the latest sports news.
Thanks, Katie. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. There could be a number of debutants tonight for the Irish men's national team in their friendly against Qatar. Manager Hamer Halgrimson has included several new faces in his matchday squad. Conor Brann, Mason Melia, Ed McGinty and Corian Daba are among those who could make their senior international debuts. Extra players will be released for next week's tie with Canada. With a number of debutants in the squad, Halgrimson says he's going to go for some experience against a quality opponent tonight.
We will go for experience, start with the ones that have been with us before. And it gives us then another week to prepare the younger guys for the Canada match. Hopefully we can give some of them some time on the pitch, but given this is a strong opponent going for the World Cup, yeah, and I know them quite well. So I know we need experience when we play them.
Killybegs native Seamus Coleman has been named in that 23-man matchday squad. Kickoff in Dublin at the Aviva Stadium is 7:45. Newcastle winger Anthony Gordon is understood to be edging closer to a move to Barcelona. The England forward is reportedly in Catalonia this evening for a medical. It's understood the Magpies have accepted a deal worth around €80 million. In tennis, the big news coming out of Roland Garros this evening is that Jannik Sinner has exited the competition. The world number one, it was 2 sets up against Argentina's Juan Manuel Cerundolo before feeling dizzy and sick on court. Temperatures are in the mid-30s in Paris today. It ended 6-3, 6-2, 7-5, 6-1, 6-1. In the women's draw, Naomi Osaka got past Donna Vekic in straight sets. In darts, it's Premier League finals night this evening. Luke Littler is looking to reclaim his second title. The teenage world champion takes on Gerben Price in the semi-final at London's O2 Arena. Littler says he's found the last couple of years difficult due to his hectic schedule.
This is why you see me a lot this year, pulling out of tournaments and just giving myself some free time because I don't usually get a lot. But yeah, this year is definitely the most spacious that I've had. But yeah, it's been going well, but yeah, fully focused.
The semi-finals will be the first to 10 legs this evening, while the final will be first to 11. Moving on to motorsport, the latest round of the World Rally Championship, Rally Japan, starts tonight around midnight in Shakedown. Defending champion Sebastian Ogier was quickest. Josh McAuley and Owen Tracy, who confirmed yesterday they will be competing in the Donegal International Rally next month, they were sixth fastest in their Ford Puma. And just ahead of them in fifth were Takamoto Katsuda and Oma's Aaron Johnson, while Fermanagh's John Armstrong and Donegal's Shane Byrne were eighth. In Gaelic games, there are two games down for decision in the Donegal All-County League this evening. Division 2 sees the clash of Milford and Carndonagh from 7, while in Division 3 it's Neave Breach up against Robert Emmetts at 7:30. In golf, Seamus Power is back in action for the opening day of the Charles Schwab Challenge. The Waterford golfer starts his tournament in Texas just after 6 o'clock. In cricket, the Ireland's men's side have gotten their innings underway on the second day of their test against New Zealand. The tourists declared for 490 runs in Stormont. A short time ago, Ireland were on 146 for 6 after 35 overs, and they trail by 344 runs. Finally, coming up this week on the Score programme, former Finn Harps manager Anthony Gorman will look ahead to the away games in the League of Ireland for Harps and Derry City tomorrow night. The Gaelic Live's Michael McMullen will run his eye over this weekend's GAA action, which has Derry and Tyrone chasing silverware. Plus, ahead of Donegal Pride this weekend, we'll be speaking with openly gay senior GAA player Kevin Penrose of Ahiarn, telling his story of being accepted among his peers and teammates and why the GAA is important to him. I'll be back with all of that on the Score between 7 and 8 this evening. Katie.
Thanks, Mark. And now for the weather, cloud increasing from the southwest with some light rain and drizzle this evening. Mostly cloudy with patches of light rain and drizzle tonight with the lowest temperatures of 11 to 14 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, properties in Donegal have been searched as part of a cross-border money laundering investigation. On Tuesday, Gardaí attached to the Kilkenny Detective Unit conducted a day of action targeting online fraud connected to a money laundering network, during which a number of properties in Donegal, Longford and Louth were searched. During the course of the operation, Gardaí seized £174,000, €7,000 a motor vehicle and a number of items of evidential value. Concern has been expressed at the number of orthopaedic procedures being cancelled at Letterkenny University Hospital. 2025 saw a year-on-year increase in cancellations of 30%. However, the proportion of cancellations ordered by the hospital rather than the consultant or patient rose by 187%. A number of vehicles have been seized by Gardaí in Donegal today. Milford Road's policing unit seized a car in the Kilmacrenan area as it had no tax, NCT or evidence of insurance. They later seized a car in the Letterkenny area as the driver had no evidence of holding a driving permit, licence or insurance, and one of their tyres was very worn and defective. Meanwhile, Milford Road's policing unit and Buncrana Road's policing unit intercepted a car today in the Newton Cunningham area and it was seized as it had no tax, NCT or insurance. And Donegal County Council have announced major safety and road reconstruction works for Ballybuffet and Stranorler. The project is being funded through €4.1 million allocation to Donegal County Council from Transport Infrastructure Ireland. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with another update at 7 o'clock.
Hello, good evening and welcome along to Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Coming up, I'll be hearing all about the Inish tractor run. But before that, electric tractors could be in a field or on a road near you soon. Sales of electric vehicles have soared over the past 2 years and now a fully electric Fendt tractor has officially arrived on the Irish market for the first time. The 107 Vario was shown at the recent ICE Expo in Punchestown. The motor can be run at three different power settings ranging from 68 horsepower to 90 horsepower and it can run for about 4 hours on a full charge. One big advantage is the lack of exhaust emissions, which means that this tractor can be used indoors without need for serious ventilation. Initially, electric tractors are likely to be used mainly by county councils, construction firms and market gardening sectors rather than larger farms.
But we shall certainly see the technology advancing, and they will no doubt be coming to a farm in the not-too-distant future. Meanwhile, new figures from FBD Insurance show that it is dealing with an increasing number of deer-related claims. In fact, over the last 6 years, it's recorded more than 460 deer-related claims, with the bulk of them connected with vehicle damage from deer collisions. Kerry, Cork, Galway, Tipperary and Wicklow lead the way for the claims. And there's also figures out regarding the number of collisions with deer. Just under half of these collisions over the past 7 years have involved deer across Kerry, Cork, Wicklow, Tipperary and Donegal, with Donegal accounting for about 7% of the reported incidents. The Inish Tractor Run takes place on Sunday, May the 31st. To find out more, I've been speaking with a member of the organising committee, Gary Monagall. Gary, many thanks for joining us this evening. We're talking about the Inish Tractor Run. It's taking place on Sunday, May the 31st. Firstly, though, let's reflect on a little bit of the history behind it. It actually dates back to 2014, this annual event.
Yeah, back in 2014, there's a group of us got together and we decided we wanted to do something for charity. So we come up with the idea of a short tractor run around on a show. And then ever since that, it's been very successful for us.
I see that over the years you've raised in excess of €300,000, so that's quite something.
Yeah, we're just tallying it up there. It's €325,000 that we've raised there since we've started out. So quite a bit of money raised there. Yeah.
What does the format of the event actually take, and has it changed much over the years?
Not necessarily. We don't really change it as of much, because it's working well. It really consists of, we all gather around and we meet at Bambus Crown in Malhead, so at the tower in Malhead, and that's where the run begins. And then we travel through all the towns and villages of Inishowen, and then we meet back in Mallon, where we have a barbecue, and then everybody that takes a tractor on the run gets fed. That's how it ends up. And then we have, at night time, then we have live music, like a country dance, basically.
Yeah, and a good lineup once again this year.
Yeah, so this year, when all the drivers come back to Mallon, we have Shuni Crampsey, Liam McDermott, Gloria Buckley, Jimmy Buckley, and finishing up then with All Folked Up. Mm-hmm. So we've quite a lineup this year in store.
And for people who are taking part with the tractors over the last few weeks and months, they've been registering. So you have a good idea of how many are going to be taking part.
Yeah. So normally there'd be around 300-350 tractors. But again, like it's constantly growing every year. So we're expecting around the same, maybe 340, 350 tractors. If we could get around the numbers again this year, it'd be great. We get great community support, so we're hoping for big numbers again this year.
You've got lots of sponsors on board, and over the last couple of weeks, as part of this all, you have a big, big raffle. The first prize is a Massey Ferguson tractor. Then there's also some cash prizes, and the actual tractor that's going to be won, you've been putting it on display, so that's helping to publicise the whole event.
Yeah, so we raffle off a tractor every year as well. This year we have a Massey 4255. It'll be placed around the businesses around Inishowen. The tickets are €10 each, or 3 for 25, so it's quite a prize, like, for €10.
Mm. Now, this year there are four beneficiaries from the money that's going to be raised. Who will benefit this year?
Yeah, so we always try and keep it as local as we can to Donegal, and there's a lot of charities out there, but we always try and be as fair as we can with it. And one of the main ones is always Donegal Hospice, like, because Donegal Hospice is important to everyone in Donegal. And then we have the Kevin Bell Trust. That's a new one we chose this year. We thought it was a very good charity. And we have the Malin Head First Responders Group and the Malin ASD Class Social Outings. It's social outings, yeah, so it's just basically for children in the ASD unit for their school tours and stuff.
And that's at Scoil Tréasa Naofa National School in Malin. So very worthy causes. Now, just the actual details on the day itself, they're leaving at 11 o'clock?
Leaving Bomber's Crown at 11 o'clock, yeah. We leave fairly sharp. So it'll be moving off from there. It'll be going right through from Kildaff, Moville. We stop at Quigley's Point for lunch. It goes then back to Carndonna, Clamanny, back into Malin Town, and then we have a barbecue, and then the music all kicks off from there.
Yeah. And if people want to find out more information or indeed want to watch it on the day and follow it up, your Facebook page has lots of information.
Yeah, we've a good Facebook page there, and there's lots of information on that there. So if you just keep an eye on that, you can also buy tickets online as well for the tractor. So if you go on our Facebook page, you'll see a link there. You can just click on that there, and that'll take you right to the tickets. But there's also tickets placed around different businesses and they're shown. So if you just keep an eye on our Facebook page, and you'll get plenty of info on that. Hopefully, we get the weather now. It's always a big thing for us. And then the other thing I just want to say is, you know, it's not just the support that we get from the community around here is phenomenal. Like, and then our sponsors, like we've main sponsors every year that always contribute to it. We actually couldn't maybe run this event without them sponsors. So it's very important to us that we have them every year.
And that was Gary Monagle, who was a member of the Inish Tractor Run Committee. In other news, April marked a new solar generation milestone here in Ireland, with grid output surpassing 1 gigawatt for the first time. The number of solar farms around the country continues to increase. Meanwhile, new Chagas and UCC research shows that a standard bowl of porridge cooked with milk can contain more protein than 2 eggs, depending on the oat variety. Protein levels in Irish oat varieties ranged from 11.5% to 22.9% across nearly 100 varieties tested, revealing untapped nutritional potential in Irish-grown crops. Well, the Nutrioats project, published in the NPJ Science of Food, is one of the most comprehensive assessments of oat composition to date. Researchers say findings could drive product innovation and high-value food development using Irish-grown ingredients. By the way, if you want to contact the programme, the best way is by email, and it's farmingdonegal@gmail.com. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
The obituary notices this Thursday evening, May 28th. The death has taken place of Sister Teresa McLaughlin, St. Joseph's Convent of Mercy, Strabane, and formerly of Three Steelstown, Derry, reposing at St. Joseph's Convent of Mercy, Newton Kennedy Street, Strabane, tomorrow from 12 noon until 7 o'clock. Funeral leaving there on Saturday at 10 a.m. for Requiem Mass in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Steelstown, Derry at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Thornhill Sister Cemetery, Coolmore, Derry. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Marion Bustard, Ballybobinine, Clohan. Marion's remains will repose at the family home from 7 o'clock today. A service of thanksgiving for Marion's life will take place on Saturday at 2 o'clock in St. John's Church, Kiltivogue. Burial afterwards is in the family plot in Stranorler Graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to St. John's Parish Church, Glenmore, care of any family member or Marley Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Sean Norrie, St Mary's Terrace from Melton, reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Carnamugga Upper, Letterkenny, tomorrow from 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Removal from there at 7 p.m, going to St Mary's Church from Melton, to arrive at 7:30 for prayers and to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Mary McElhinney, ní Diver, 3 Trees Quigley's Point, formerly of Mindoran Clonmany. Mary's remains are reposing at the family home. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 2:30, going to the Sacred Heart Church Muff for Requiem Mass at 3, with burial afterwards in St Mary's Church Cemetery, Clonmany. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to palliative care, care of any family member or Comiskey funeral directors. House private, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. A one-way system will be in operation. Funeral Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. The death has taken place of Audrey Dillies Moody, ní Curry, 68 Balnamore Road, The Cross, Londonderry. A service of thanksgiving for her life in D&R Hay and Sons Funeral Home, 24A Church Road, Eltnagelvin, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in Gortnessy Presbyterian Church Burial Ground. Everyone is welcome to call to the funeral home this evening until 8:30. The death has taken place of Kathleen O'Donnell, Glenlee, Kelly Beggs, reposing at her residence today until 8 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St Mary of the Visitation Church, Kelly Beggs, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Mass will be streamed on mcn.live. The death has taken place of Eamon Sweeney, Ballynabrocky Fanad, reposing at his late residence today with rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St Mary's Church, Fanavolte, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Tammany Patient Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Eamon Scott Funeral Directors. Funeral Mass will be streamed live on Scott Funeral Directors' Facebook page. The death has taken place of Tony Riley, Tullagh Carrigart, formerly of Kerlock County Cavan. His remains will repose at his home today until rosary at 9. Family time after the rosary and before the funeral. Funeral Mass will take place tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St John the Baptist Church, Carrigart, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on the Meva Parish Facebook page. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.